Welcome to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Live Arts in downtown Charlottesville launched its 17th season earlier this month to great fanfare. Now, if you enjoy theater, think about your favorite play and why it's your favorite. You probably remember a production or performance that impressed you on some level as an audience member. Live Arts presents David Mamet's American Buffalo through October 20th. Director Mark Valahovic says that this play is one that's particularly enjoyed and savored by actors. Valahovic should know. He's been acting for 14 years, seven of them at Live Arts.
The more I do theater, this is my 14th year doing it, and the more that I do it, I really find that the preparation for the show, for every show, unless it's a musical, because musicals have singing and choreography and whatnot, but for every straight play, it's all the same. It is really all the same. The writers have done their job. There's a reason why people all around the country or around the world perform the plays, is because the writers have done their job. It's very well written. The actors, on the other hand, we have a tendency to want to do more than what's on the printed page. And that's where the story gets lost. So there's plenty of moments in American Buffalo where you know just from reading it that the emotional undercurrent is heightened for all three of the characters. And the thing that we continue to practice on in rehearsal is not overdoing that, not indicating to the audience, oh, this character is supposed to be this at that point. And they don't need to know that. They'll make their own judgments about what's going on with the character immediately when they see it. They don't need the actor to tell them. They don't need the actor to interpret for them. So that's where it's tough. It is very, very tough.
American Buffalo is a simple story, kind of. Steve Tharp, Michael Volpendesta, and Philip Green play Don, Teach, and Bob. They're planning a robbery and are having trouble with the necessary decision-making process. Valahovic says the play boils down to something very basic, and so does his approach to telling the play's story.
The central theme of what I think is going on is a quest for truth, coupled with the idea of trust, being able to trust somebody, whether it's in a business relationship or whether it is in a non-business relationship, friendship. And if those lines get crossed, then you really have to figure out who your friends are and who your business partners are. And that's what's going on throughout American Buffalo. There's three thieves, small-time thieves, that are trying to plan a job together. They're trying to plan a heist. And it's just a matter of, okay, well, who's going to be included on the job and who's not going to be included on the job? And people who aren't included on the job, are they, you know, trying to pull a fast one on the guys that are in on the job? So it's a question of trust all throughout the play. My favorite thing about the play is the process, because the way in which I approach the play as a director, I think, has been quite unconventional for my actors. I've asked them to think about things that they haven't really thought about before. Ask them to think about purpose and trying to figure out why the actors, why the characters say the things that they do. That may not sound like it's a new concept, but the way in which we approach it is very different than the way other shows approach it. So the process is by far what is my most favorite aspect of the show. As we keep going along in rehearsal and we keep trudging forward trying to make use of a particular technique, when the actors let the technique work for them, those are those moments where if you're a teacher and a student gets something, the light bulb moment, you feel very proud of it. And when the actors have those moments on stage, when all of a sudden the technique serves them, they don't have to think about it anymore, and they're just out there doing, that's when I can sit back and I can watch the show. I can enjoy the show.
Valahovic says that even though David Mamet is a so-called actor's playwright and American Buffalo is an actor's play, the venue puts it all in perspective. Live Arts is a community theater that prides itself on stressing community and theater equally. Valahovic says it works.
Well, for a while there, probably for about the first half of my amateur acting career, I wasn't aware of appreciating everything that goes into putting a show together. I mean, I had respect for my stage managers and crew and whatnot, but There was an appreciation there that my focus was probably more on myself at the time, rather than on the organization as a whole. And there just came a point over the last couple of years where that has shifted for me, and I've come to an understanding that what really makes the best theater is the community. It's a group of people. I tried so hard for those first 7 years, tried so hard to do the best that I could, and sometimes without regard for who was around me. But now that I have, I guess, this more wisdom in my old age, that community is what will make the very best show, which is why I've tried to take advantage of everyone who's on my design team, take advantage of everything that the actors bring to the table. And Live Arts is pretty much a second home to my wife and I. This is a place where people feel real comfortable.
American Buffalo by David Mamet is upstage at Live Arts through October 20th. And The Clean House by Sarah Rule is in the theater's downstage space through the 13th. Visit livearts.org to see the schedule or purchase tickets. Once again, this is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Thanks for listening.